Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. It's so good to see you today.
Hi friends, I'm Pauline. Thanks for joining us today. Today's topic is Talk About It.
And the title of our lesson is, What Can We Do? What can we do? So Pauline, what can we do?
About what?
About today's lesson.
I don't think there is anything wrong with today's lesson, Peter. We can just teach it like normal.
Okay, sounds good. Friends, when we ask this question, what can we do about something, we are usually asking how we can help in this situation. There is a problem and we can ask, what can we do?
I wonder what the problem is today. Oh, wait. Today's our Talk About It show, isn't it?
That's right. On our Talk About It show, we get to watch a story. Usually there are two people who don't agree on something. Then we get to talk about their problem. Who do we agree with? And what do we think they should do about it?
Well, I know what we can do. We can go to Christina to learn our key words. Then we'll see what happens in today's story and talk about it. Here's Christina.
Hello, 我们来看看 Jessica 的烦恼。 Jessica 有两个最好的朋友，可是他们总是意见不合，每次都让 Jessica 很头痛。They can't agree on anything. 动词 agree 就是意见一致，所以他们什么事都意见不同。 所以只要是三个人在一起的时候，总是闹得 Jessica 很不高兴。Jessica is unhappy. 形容词 unhappy 就是不高兴、不开心的。有一个星期六下午，本来 Jessica 是跟 Sarah 一起的，后来 Amy 也加入他们。动词 join 就是加入。Amy joins them. Amy 提议去看电影，可是 Sarah 想逛街。 Amy 抗议说逛街超无聊的，而且现在有一部很好看的电影上映哦。Besides, a good movie is playing. 句首的besides 是副词，而且此外的意思。Sarah 不以为然，说那部电影一点都不好看。她一直说要到闹区逛逛。Let's walk around downtown. 这个 downtown 指的是城市的商业区或闹区。 Jessica 实在是被他们吵得受不了了。如果是你，你会怎么做呢？
Jessica has two really good friends. Their names are Amy and Sarah. Jessica likes them a lot. But there is a problem. Amy and Sarah don't really like each other. Jessica does things with Amy. She also does things with Sarah. Sometimes the three girls go places together, but that isn't much fun for Jessica. Amy and Sarah can't agree on anything. Then Jessica is unhappy.
Oh, hey, there aren't just two people in today's story. There are three. Jessica and her two really good friends. What are their names again?
Their names are Amy and Sarah. They're Jessica's good friends, but there's a problem. Jessica really likes Amy and Sarah, but Amy and Sarah don't really like each other.
Oh, that is a problem.
Right. Sometimes Jessica does things just with Amy, and other times she does things just with Sarah.
So the three girls never do anything together?
Well, sometimes the three girls go places together, but it isn't much fun for Jessica. Amy and Sarah can't agree on anything.
Oh, poor Jessica. Having two friends who can't agree on anything is a problem. But it's not a problem for Christina to explain this phrase, to agree on something. Let's go to her right now.
Amy 和 Sarah 两个人总是意见不合。 Amy and Sarah can't agree on anything. 动词 agree 就是意见一致的意思。这两个人 can't agree on anything, 在任何事上意见都不一致，表示总是意见不合。请留意它的介系词 on, agree on something, 表示在某件事上意见一致。比如说 we agree on the plan, 对计划我们的意见是一致的。Let's try to agree on the date. 我们试着在日期的事上达成共识。这是 agree on something 的用法。
Thanks, Christina. Well, I think we can all agree on the fact that having friends who fight with each other is no fun.
I can agree with that. No wonder Jessica is unhappy.
Friends, you know what the word happy means, right? We smile when we're happy. But what does it mean when we add un to the word happy?
Well, that makes it mean not happy. If you are unhappy, you are sad or angry or mad. You aren't having a good time. Pauline, has anything like this ever happened to you before?
Well, of course, Peter. Everyone is unhappy sometimes.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, has anything like Jessica's problem happened to you before? Have you had friends like this that don't get along with each other, but they like you?
Oh, yes, I have had that happen, and it's hard. You want the people you care about to like each other, but that doesn't always happen.
So what did you do?
Well, I stayed friends with both people, but we didn't do things just the three of us. I would invite both of them to group events, though, like birthday parties.
Well, that makes sense. Let's find out what Jessica does. Here's part two.
It is Saturday afternoon. Jessica and Sarah are walking together.Amy joins them.
Let's do something together,
suggests Sarah.
Okay, let's see a movie,
says Amy.
Let's not,
says Sarah.
No good movies are playing. We can go shopping.
Shopping is boring,
says Amy.
Besides, a good movie is playing. We can see Tomb Raider.Tomb Raider isn't a good movie,
says Sarah.
There's no love story in it.
Oh, so now we see what happens when Jessica and Sarah are together. It's true, they really don't agree on anything, do they?
Well, let's start at the beginning. It is a Saturday afternoon. The three girls aren't together at first.
Right. At first, it's just Jessica and Sarah walking together.
Then Rebecca joins us.
Wait, Rebecca, don't you mean Amy? Amy joins Jessica and Sarah.
Well, that's true, but first Rebecca wants to join us and practice our use it. Here she is.
Hey, 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 friends. Wow, you're all so excited today. Why? Wait.Hold on, hold on, I know, because it's time to learn something new and use it. If you want to say that two people went and did something together, you can use today's use it tip. For example, Jessica and Sarah are eating together, or Jessica and Sarah are shopping together. You can do this. So when are you going to go out and use it?
Thanks, Rebecca. I'll use it now. Peter and I are teaching together.
Very nice. Now let's get back to our story. Jessica and Sarah are friends. They enjoy spending time together. So they are walking together on a Saturday afternoon. Then Amy joins them.
At the beginning of our show, we often say, "Thanks for joining us."To join means to come and be a part of something with someone. For example, I might say, hey, would you like to join me for lunch?
Sure. Can my friend Carolyn join too?
Sure. In our story, Amy sees Jessica walking with Sarah. So she goes and joins them.
Uh-oh. We know Sarah and Jessica don't get along.
Yeah, but it seems to be going great. Sarah even suggests they do something all together.
Oh, that is great. Maybe Sarah and Amy will like each other more if they do something together.
That's right. I think it's a nice idea. And Amy even agrees. She says, okay, let's see a movie.
Oh, great. Jessica must be so happy her friends are getting along.
Except then there's a problem. Sarah doesn't want to see a movie. She says no good movies are showing. So she suggests they go shopping instead.
Oh, how boring.
That's what Amy thinks too. And besides, she says there is a good movie showing, Tomb Raider.
Oh, good. They can go see a movie.
Except Jessica doesn't think Tomb Raider is a good movie. It doesn't have a love story, so she doesn't want to watch it.
I'm beginning to see the problem. Well, we'll talk more about this after the break. We'll see you right then. Don't go away. Welcome back from the break, friends. Hey, do you ever argue with your friends about which movie to see?
I don't argue with my husband about movies, but sometimes we agree to disagree.
What do you mean?
I just know he likes some movies I don't like. He understands, so he doesn't ask me to go with him. And I understand sometimes he'll go to a movie I don't like with one of his friends.
Oh, I see. Well, that works. Well, let's continue the story. Let's watch the end.
A movie can be good without a love story,
answers Amy.
No, it can't,
says Sarah.
Let's walk around downtown. We can look in the stores. No, thanks,
says Amy.
Jessica,
says Sarah.
You're not saying anything. You like movies,
says Amy.
Let's see Tomb Raider. You like shopping,
says Sarah.
Let's do that. We can't agree. You decide,
says Amy. Jessica is very unhappy. What can she do?
Uh-oh, this is a problem, and it's getting worse.
I know, Jessica is with her two friends, but they can't agree on what to do together. Sarah wants to go shopping, but Amy thinks that's boring. She has a different idea. They can all go to a movie.
Sounds good to me, but not to Sarah. She says there aren't any good movies to see.
But what about Tomb Raider?
Well, Tomb Raider isn't a good movie. There's no love story in it.
Peter, a movie can be good without a love story.
Okay, yes, of course I agree. But Sarah doesn't think a movie can be good without a love story. Hey, Christina, can you help explain the sentence pattern to us?
Amy觉得没有爱情故事的电影也可以很好看。 A movie can be good without a love story. 换句话说，不一定要有爱情故事，电影才会好看。这个句型很有意思。A can be good without B. 意思就是，就算没有B，A也很好。比如说，this dish can be good without salt. 这道菜如果没有盐也会很好吃。或者，我可以问你，can pizza be good without cheese? Pizza 没有 cheese 会好吃吗？ 你觉得呢？ 用这个句型回答看看吧。
Thanks, Christina. So what happens next, Pauline?
Well, Sarah suggests that they walk downtown and look in the stores.
Let me guess. Amy doesn't want to do that.
Yeah, they just can't agree.
Well, what does Jessica want to do?
Well, Jessica likes shopping and watching movies, but she doesn't like her friends fighting. Amy says to Jessica, "We can't agree. You decide."
You decide?
Peter, I'm not in the story. I can't decide for them.
Pauline, you decide. That's today's
calendar phrase.
You decide.
You decide. 你决定.
What movie should we see?
You decide.
What snacks should we get?
You decide.
Where should we sit?
You decide.
But what if you don't agree?
Then I'll decide.
You decide.
You decide. 你决定.
This sounds like something my mom would say. If you kids can't agree, then I'll decide.
Nice, but the girl in our story, Jessica, isn't a mom. Amy and Sarah are her friends. This is a hard situation.
Right. If Jessica chooses to go to a movie, then Sarah won't go and she'll feel bad.
But if Jessica chooses shopping, Amy will feel bad. What would you do, Pauline?
Oh, this is not easy, but maybe Jessica can think of something different to do, like maybe they can all go eat somewhere together, or maybe they can rent a movie with a love story and watch it together.
Good idea. Friends, what do you think? What would you do if you were Jessica? I hope you can talk about it with someone. Make sure to use your English, okay?
Well, let's review some of those great words we learned together now.
Here's the first keyword from today. Agree. Agree. Sam and I agree on most things.
Unhappy. Unhappy. Rainy weather makes her unhappy.
Join. Join. Join us. We can have fun together.
Besides. Besides. Let's stay home. Besides, it's raining.
Downtown. Downtown. They can shop downtown. Okay, friends, keep on practicing those keywords. And now let's take a look back at our lesson one more time.
Jessica has two really good friends. Their names are Amy and Sarah. Jessica likes them a lot. But there is a problem. Amy and Sarah don't really like each other. Jessica does things with Amy. She also does things with Sarah. Sometimes the three girls go places together, but that isn't much fun for Jessica. Amy and Sarah can't agree on anything. Then Jessica is unhappy. It is Saturday afternoon. Jessica and Sarah are walking together. Amy joins them.
Let's do something together,
suggests Sarah.
Okay, let's see a movie,
says Amy.
Let's not,
says Sarah.
No good movies are playing. We can go shopping. Shopping is boring,
says Amy.
Besides, a good movie is playing. We can see Tomb Raider. Tomb Raider isn't a good movie,
says Sarah.
There's no love story in it. A movie can be good without a love story,
answers Amy.
No, it can't,
says Sarah.
Let's walk around downtown. We can look in the stores. No thanks,
says Amy.
Jessica,
says Sarah.
You're not saying anything. You like movies,
says Amy.
Let's see Tomb Raider. You like shopping,
says Sarah.
Let's do that. We can't agree. You decide,
says Amy. Jessica is very unhappy. What can she do?
Oh, no! Oh, no, no, no!
What's wrong now, Ginger?
I have two friends, Fuzzy and Sam. I like them both.
That's good.
And they like me. What? They don't like each other.
They don't?
No. Fuzzy and Sam can't agree on anything.
Oh, that is a problem.
Yes, and they both want to see me tonight.
Oh, that won't be much fun.
Hey, I have an idea.
What's that?
I'll go to the park with Sam tonight.
What about Fuzzy?
You can take Fuzzy to the movies.
Me? But I don't even know Fuzzy.
Not yet, but you will.
Ginger.
Come on. You'll like Fuzzy.
Okay, that works. It's easy to say, here's a bright new day. But sometimes things go wrong. When your life's not going right, just sing a happy song. Nothing is impossible when you believe. Look to your Father up above. He knows just what you need. Might do things that hurt you, make you feel so down and out. But remember all the friends who care, then you can sing and shout. Nothing is impossible.
Well, friends, thanks so much for joining us today. I hope you enjoyed the story, and I really hope it gives you something to talk about in English. Go ahead and try to use some of the new words we learned today, too. And next time, join us again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.